My name is Rohit Colin Rao. I co-wrote it with a friend of mine, Mike McGuire, and I directed it, and I produced it with another friend, Nabu Gay.
Okay. And let's see. So it's about a musician who has this hypersensitive hearing talent who hears this ominous sound that goes around, but no one else can hear it. How'd you come up with that one?
You know, I guess we started off, the idea was that we would write the story about a musician who'd kind of come up with the formula to write a perfect song. And every time he writes, you know, a song, he just completely entrances his audience kind of thing. And then we kind of started thinking about that element of having this kind of hypersensitive power of some sort kind of thing. And that's just kind of how it just kind of grew organically from there.
All right. And you said this is your first feature film, right?
Correct.
Have you done shorts before or film score or anything, or is it just kind of a self-taught thing? Or
right. I've done two shorts. I didn't go to film school, but back in 2001, my father loaned me a bunch of money because he wanted me to start my own company. And so I took that money and I basically bought a bunch of equipment and made my first film. Called Blocks. It was a 20-minute film. I shot it on 16mm, so I really kind of got an idea of what it was like to make film on film. I guess a year after that, I moved to L.A., and I made my second short film, which is called Someone in Someone, Inc. Yeah, that was 7 minutes long.
And you're back in the Maryland area now, right?
I am, yeah. I've been back now for quite a few years. We bounced back and forth from L.A. to Maryland, and then we moved back to Seattle and came back here again. Yeah, we've been kind of all over the country the past 10 or so years.
Did you grew up around here too, right? Whereabouts?
Yeah, I grew up in Silver Spring area, Randolph Road, New Hampshire Avenue, Kennedy High School area.
Yeah, I know it well. It says here that this thing was made. You guys made it for about $20,000. How did you cobble together the funding? Was it kind of a? Did you do any fundraising, or is it just saving up over a period of time?
Well, so I had a client at the time, Bar Gupender, who he's got a company called Mobomo, and I was doing development work for him, and I had the idea to write this film. After I saw that the cameras were so cheap. And I kind of showed him some test footage, and I kind of just basically said, I think I could do something really good with this. You know, I had about $10,000 of my own savings I could put into it, and I asked him if he could fund the other $10,000, which he'd come to one of my music shows, and he seemed like, you know, he kind of believed in what I was doing, you know, creatively. So he agreed. And Chris Peloso, who's a buddy of mine, put in another, I think, $2,000. So it was $22,000 altogether that we had for this film.
Cool. And then it also says you worked on it for like a year and a half in your free time. And it sounds like it was almost like a little bit of a family/community affair. Just tell me, you know, how you made time to work on it. And I assume you have a day job around here, too?
Yeah, exactly. So by day, like I said, I'm a developer. Mike and I, I've known my co-writer Mike for quite a few years now, we started writing the script, I guess, in June, and we had a rough draft by, you know, a month and a half from then, and I just kind of buckled down. Every night I would make a little headway on the script. We'd meet like once a week at Clyde's in Rockville and discuss the plot and discuss the story, and we just make changes during the week. When it came to actually filming, we would shoot on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, we had long days. I mean, some of these days were like 12, 13-hour days for 9 weekends straight. And my wife would take the kids for those first 3 weekends because we were filming in our house, and she would have to go and, you know, spend the weekend with my parents, which I'm sure was really fun for her. But yeah, it was this week, everyone kind of pitched in and sacrificed, and it was just really amazing. I'm really, really proud of what we've come up with and what we've done.
Yeah, congrats on winning the Best of Fest at the DC Independent Film Festival. Tell me what that was like, especially from being around here to be in a festival around here and have it honored as such.
Oh, you know, I thought that was awesome. I thought that was amazing. Growing up here, I kind of cut my teeth on the local music scene of the kind of early 90s, like the Discord Records, Fugazi, Jawbox scene. And just, I don't know, there's something about D.C. that I think is just, it's home to me. And it, you know, I kind of have this feeling that if we could just do a fraction for the film community, what those guys did for the independent music community in D.C., it would be just, you know, awesome. It would be amazing. So, like, you know, it was when we were there at the awards ceremony, there was a part of me that was really kind of wanting to win an award, and they had best feature, and our name didn't get called, and it was like, I just kind of, you know, I sank a little bit. But then, you know, we get called for Best of Fest, and that was really like, it was pretty exciting, pretty mind blowing. Those guys, Deirdre, they're I can't say enough good things about everything they've done to promote Ultrasonic. So yeah, they've been great.
Yeah. So what do you think about it? What is it about the movie that you think made it successful? Why do you think it connected with audiences?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, I think maybe it might be different things for different people. A lot of people kind of focus on the conspiracy theory angle of the film, at least before they watch it. But I think it's a film really about love and sacrifice and loyalty. That's what I really think it's about. But, you know, I mean, hopefully people will be able to watch it and kind of relate to it on those basic levels.
Okay. And just a few seconds ago, you mentioned, you know, if you could do for the DC film scene what musicians have done. What are your thoughts on it? Is DC becoming more of a hotbed? Is the independent film landscape changing? You know, I see here that you're going to have this, let's see, it premieres tomorrow at the West End Cinema with a party afterwards, but it's also, I think, hitting Comcast On Demand the same day. So if you just talk a little bit about, you know, how you get your film out there and how it's possible to you know, make this possible in different cities other than the big studio system of yesterday.
Absolutely. excuse me. I believe, actually, that is one of the most important things that I think Ultrasonic really represents, and that's the ability for non-studio, completely independent filmmakers to actually make a film, and second of all, actually get it out there. Garden Thieves Pictures and Casey Callister, who's also local, they're distributing the film, and you know, we're both just kind of. He's an indie distributor. I'm an indie filmmaker, and there's going to be a lot of these across the country of people that now that it's possible to make films for cheap, it's also possible to get films out there and get films in front of you know, eyeballs. So I think the landscape is actually changing across the board, but I just happen to notice how much it's changing in D.C. I know of at least three other feature films that are being made right now in the city. Two of which I think were from actors that went Ultrasonic. So there's just a really kind of bubbling, burgeoning community here, and that kind of has the same feel as, you know, the beginnings of a small scene. And I think, you know, I don't think it's the number of people that are doing something that actually affects change. I think it's you know, just a small group of people really passionate about what they're doing could really bring about some big change. But yeah, I'm excited about what's happening with film in DC.
Awesome. And yeah, would you have any advice for other people, you know, around here that would like to get into it?
Yeah, you know, it might be something that everyone says, but for me, I just did it. You know, people say, I'll do it. You know, there's all kinds of excuses for not getting something done, but you just do it. Just buckle down, do it. And if you do it with passion, you know, things happen. I mean, it's just really amazing to me. I'm so grateful for everything that's happened with Ultrasonic so far.
All right, that's great, and congrats again on the award, and you know, have fun at the premiere tomorrow. We'll try to get this, let's try to run something on it tomorrow. At least that was kind of the plan. Maybe write up something for the web real fast. But yeah, I mean, congrats again, and keep on keeping on. It's kind of inspiring. So,
thank you so much, man. I mean, it's really really amazing. It's kind of humbling how just the community has just embraced it. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Just one last thing. What's next? You working on anything else, or just trying to enjoy this for a little bit? Or
yeah, no. Mike and I started writing another film, or another script rather. It's kind of a dystopic society love story. That's, I guess, that's in a nutshell what it is. But yeah, I'm hoping to have the script done in a few months, and hopefully by this time next year we are in pre-production.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for spending a little time with me, and hopefully we'll get this on there soon.
Hey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have fun tomorrow.
Are you gonna come out?
We have a company awards thing in Ocean City this weekend that I'm leaving for like noon tomorrow. But
no worries. Have you had a chance to see it, or are you gonna have a chance to see it?
I watched the trailer online. Is there another link you could send me?
You know what? Yeah, I think they have an online screener. I'll talk to Kendra about it, and you can definitely check it out and see what you think.
Yeah, she has my email and my cell and all that stuff. So yeah, send it her way and then have her bounce it over to me.
I will, for sure. Cool, man.
All right. Thanks, bro. All right. It's been great. Yeah. All right. Bye.
It's been nice. Bye-bye.